Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Instagram updated its video loop maker Boomerang to now include editing options. Users can now trim clips, as well as add slow motion, echo blurring, and rapid rewind special effects to videos. Once a video is captured in Boomerang, users can click on a new infinity icon to select the editing options. The Wall Street Journal reports that, according to sources, Facebook is backing away from a previously announced plan to sell ads within WhatsApp. The team working on the ads has reportedly been disbanded, with existing work deleted from WhatsApp code. Facebook still reportedly has long-term plans to put ads in the WhatsApp status feature. A new report from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo predicts that all new 2020 iPhone models will feature millimeter wave and sub-6 GHz 5G radios. Previous analyst reports had indicated that Apple would only release devices with slower sub-6 GHz in 2020. Kuo expects the shipments of the new devices in Q3 or Q4 of 2020. Apple denied a request from U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr to unlock two iPhones belonging to the Saudi Air Force cadet who shot and killed three people at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida last month. Apple said in a statement, "We have always maintained there is no such thing as a backdoor just for the good guys. Backdoors can also be exploited by those who threaten our national security and the data security of our customers. We feel strongly encryption is vital to protecting our country and our users' data." The New York Times reported that Apple is preparing for a legal challenge on the issue. India's highest court ruled last week that a 150-day internet blackout in Indian-administered Kashmir violated Indian telecommunication law. India's government claimed the blackout was a security measure to prevent protest after a change to Kashmir's special status. However, Justice N.V. Ramana ruled that freedom of internet access is a fundamental right. The court has given the government a week to revise its policies and be more transparent about internet shutdown orders in the future. The Turkish government lifted a ban on Wikipedia in the country on January 15th. This followed a ruling by Turkey's Constitutional Court in December that the ban was unconstitutional and violated the right to free expression. Access to Wikipedia was originally blocked back in 2017 after the site refused to remove references to Turkey's relationship with Syrian militants. Google announced Chrome tests Tuesday to start implementing its privacy sandbox proposals from last year. Among the proposals are a privacy budget that places an upper limit on the data a website can collect, and a trust token so sites can tell you're not an untrustworthy actor, like a bot or spammer, without needing to track you. Bigger than these, Google plans to phase out support for third-party cookies within 2 years. And Chrome will stop updating its user agent string that gives data on things like browser version and OS. The string is used as part of fingerprinting, which can track a browser without using cookies. An alternative called Client Hints is in development. Bose announced it will close all retail locations across North America, Europe, Australia, and Japan, citing a dramatic shift to online shopping. Bose will still keep 130 retail stores open, including in China, the United Arab Emirates, India, and South Korea. Bose opened its first U.S. store in 1993. Microsoft launched its Chromium-based version of the Edge browser Wednesday, available for Mac and Windows at Microsoft.com/Edge. Edge 79 comes with business-friendly features like AAD support, Internet Explorer mode, and Search and Bing integration. Tracking prevention is on by default and has three levels of protection. Edge 79 also supports Chrome extensions. You can download it now or wait for it to arrive in Windows Update. In both cases, it will replace the old Edge browser on Windows 10. The new Edge is distinguished from the old Edge and Internet Explorer by the wave-like circular logo, replacing the variations on the E used in previous browsers. And finally, NBC Universal streaming service will launch April 15th on Comcast Xfinity X1 and Flex video platforms before a national launch on July 15th. There will be a free ad-supported version with less content, a full content version for free to Xfinity subscribers and $5 a month to everyone else, and an offering with no ads that's $5 a month for Xfinity customers and $10 a month for everyone else. The two tiers you can pay for will also include live sports and early access to late night shows. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.